Let's go talk to Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, standing by from Lansing. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Bill. Great to be on your show. Thank you.
All right. Always good to have you back. What's the latest news? A couple of defensive players for Coach Smith and Michigan State football today.
Sure. Couple of defensive linemen. Tyler Gillison coming in as a defensive end from Cincinnati Bearcats. And also Ruquan Buckley, defensive tackle from Nebraska. You know, a couple of guys that I'm thinking will be second string type of guys, not really difference makers, but Michigan State right now, they need to fill out that two deep after Derek Harmon and Simeon Barrow moved on to the defensive tackle position. So, you know, Michigan State getting a couple of guys that have been on the field, you know, at the FBS level. And, you know, Buckley, 6'5", 295. He's a veteran guy coming in from Nebraska. Again, not a difference maker, but a guy that's probably going to fill in second string and give him somebody that can give him some snaps there and be a liability. And right now with Michigan State trying to rebuild, they'll take that. And they got that today and a couple of commitments out of the portal.
Yeah, and to end last week, they also got a guy that initially committed to Michigan State a year ago, and Illinois offensive lineman Andrew Dennis, who is now a Spartan via the transfer portal.
Yeah, that's a big one. You know, that's a guy that was a National 50 guy from Mount Pleasant High School, a guy that had committed to Michigan State, and then when things went downhill with Mel Tucker, he kind of reopened his recruitment and signed with Illinois, enrolled early at Illinois, went through spring practice at Illinois as a true freshman, finished that up a couple weeks ago, but he likes what's going on at Michigan State with Jonathan Smith, the new offensive line coach, entered the portal, shook him loose, and Michigan State got him. So a roundabout way to get a four-star offensive lineman with 4 years of eligibility remaining. It's just strange. I mean, with A.J. Dennis, and that guy's a top 254 star guy. He's athletic, an offensive tackle type of guy. It's just, he's a microcosm of everything that college football is these days. He, you know, graduated early from high school, enrolled early, went through spring practice, had already been committed, and he's in the portal after one semester as an early enrollee guy. But, like I said, a Mount Pleasant guy that's planned to be a Spartan a couple of years ago, and as he told me, he's happy to be home. So Michigan State building to the future with that guy and the offensive line, who is not part of last year's recruiting class, but kind of is now. And that would be that would have been the 21st member of the 2024 recruiting class. And if he hadn't gone to Illinois, that recruiting class would have bumped up maybe into the top 35, but he ends up at Michigan State. But yeah, a lot of these things happening here after spring football. I mean, April roster changes. College football's never been like this before, but the April portal period has become newsworthy for college football.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. On the flip side, what has the transfer portal defection list looked like for Coach Smith of Michigan State football, and what players leaving have hurt this team?
Yeah, so the total numbers of guys that are coming and going, 35 players have left. That would have been 20 in the winter portal and 15 in the spring portal. So it's 35 out, and there's 34 now that are coming in when you count transfers in and high school incoming recruits, 20 of those guys. So 35 out, 34 in. Those that are out, I mentioned the defensive tackles, Simeon Barrow and Derek Harmon. Those two hurt the defense. Those are two solid players. I think Derek Harmon's going to be a star here in his last 2 years of college football. If he plays both years, he's transferred to Oregon. They will miss him. Jaden Mangum is in the portal, starting safety, and the school, that was a surprise that came out. His brother also is going into the portal. I think his brother is going to be transferring elsewhere. Might hear about that tomorrow or the next day. But Jaden is taking visits, the safety. He'll be visiting Nebraska, Michigan, Ohio State, also reaching out our Alabama and Georgia. So Jaden Mangum is attracting a lot of interest. They'll miss him depth-wise. Dylan Tatum moved from corner to safety, had a pretty good spring at safety. So if Dylan Tatum comes around, they may not miss Jaden a whole lot as long as everybody stays healthy. But as they try to build, you'd rather not lose players like this. And I'll tell you what, Bill, some players are moving on. You know, Zion Young moved on in December, a defensive end that was a promising young player. He goes to Missouri. And, you know, By Job, last name Job, J-O-B-E, was a true freshman, was a four-star recruit, came in out of Oklahoma, spent 1 year at Michigan State, and Mel Tucker and the previous staff paid him a lot of NIL money. Go to Michigan State as a freshman. He played one game, 11 snaps. He's got speed, but still needs to learn how to play football. So, new coaching staff. So that young man, he's thinking he's going to renegotiate his NIL or something. And the new coaching staff's like, dude, we're not paying you. I don't have this directly from Michigan State people, but word in the industry is, you know, Michigan State's just not going to really, may not be interested in paying what Tucker paid previously to some of these players. Not all of them, but By Job would be one of those guys that, you know, hey, whatever you got to come here out of high school, that was a different coaching staff. We like you. We'd like to develop you or whatever. But he goes into the portal. So some players came in under different circumstances. Some players are leaving that went through spring practice and saw that they would not be in the two deep. And then there's a couple players that were quality players like Barrow, Harmon, Mangum, Zion Young. So it's a mixed bag out of those 35 that are gone and the 33 that are coming in. But it's a heavy revolving door at Michigan State right now. And you're seeing that at some other places. You know, A&M had 30 people come and go. Alabama's in the 30s. Indiana had 36 come and go. USC has 30. Washington, 29. Ohio State, 26. I think Michigan's at 20. There's a lot of revolving doors in college football right now.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com. You can follow that revolving store both in and out when it comes to Michigan State football and basketball at SpartanMag.com. Comp, always appreciate the time statewide.
All right, we're going to try to sort it all out and have the coverage there at SpartanMag.com as it continues to develop. It's great to hear from you. Hey, have a great day, Bill. Thanks a lot.